All right, next up we have our Bruner and Gerhardt Now Irrelevant. We have two terrific speakers for you. Michael Barmer, who needs no introduction, but let me just say this. When it comes to the Chapter 13 realm, he's otherwise known as the Oracle of Chapter 13. We also have Heidi McLeod, and she is also board certified in consumer bankruptcy law from San Antonio, is going to also pitch on in this panel.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? It's a little chilly in here, but we'll try and get through.
This is really to talk about the DOJ guidance on student loan discharge and bankruptcy. The DOJ released their guidance in November of 2022, and the stated intention in the guidance is it was to provide uniformity and equity in student loan discharge. And part of that is that different courts have applied different standards. And most of you that do this know that Bruner was the test for a long time and still is in a lot of places. In Texas, the Fifth Circuit has specifically adopted Bruner in a case called Gerhardt, and we're going to get to those pretty quick. Gerhardt is a much stricter version of Bruner, and the means test, or excuse me, the guidance basically, I've never had a problem with not talking loud enough, where was it? Oh, Gerhardt is stricter, and the guidance basically adopts Bruner, not Gerhardt. With that said.
All right, so I'm going to start with some statistics. There's $1.6 trillion in student loan, federal student loan debt. There's also private student loan debt, but the federal is, I think, somewhere between 80 and 90% of all the debt. So everything we're talking about here is just about federal loans because it's sent down from the Justice Department in a deal that was worked out by NACPA and the Justice Department to have this implemented. And just make sure that you know what kind of student loan you're dealing with. Is it a federal loan? Is it a private loan? And then under the federal loan, there's also subsets. There's direct loans and there's FFEL loans. And so you want to make sure that you have a direct loan, because this also really only impacts direct loans, because the FFEL loans are held by different servicers and they still are requiring the stricter Bruner standard, even though they're supposed to be going along to get along, they're not. And so if you have an FFEL loan and you file one of these, then you're going to find yourself dealing with a different set of lawyers than the Justice Department. And so what the Justice Department did is they set up a working group that's a cabal somewhere in San Francisco, and it was taking anywhere between 6 to 9 months to get an answer back from then, so it's taking forever to get these settled. I heard the other day that they had hired a bunch of people, and so now it's quicker to get them done. And so the other main issue is, what if we have a new president? Are they going to keep this program going? And then the other question is, so if you file one of these now and it takes 6 months to get an answer back, it's going to be on the other side of the election. And so are they going to honor the ones that are being filed now? Or when you get to the other side and they pull back the program, too bad you didn't get it completed beforehand. So that's our problem with the guidance. And they set up an attestation form, which Michael's going to talk about here in a minute. Let's see. And so The other thing the Biden administration did was set up a repayment plan called SAVE, I forget what it stands, saving for a valuable education or something like that. And they increased the amount of percentage of income that they count to figure out how much your payment will be.